This episode is for the writer who wants to know what her memoir is actually trying to say. She wants to make the most of her writing time, and she wants to write smarter, not harder. She wants to know what she's actually writing, who she's writing for, and why she's really writing it. This episode is for the writer who needs a writing North Star. And I've got you. Let's get into it. You are listening to the Memoir Method Podcast, the place for writers, readers, and anyone who appreciates the collective power of our stories. In this podcast, we explore the impact of memoir alongside an examination of writing techniques and strategies used in the genre. Whether you are a writer looking for inspiration and guidance or a passionate reader seeking meaningful connections through shared experiences, the Memoir Method Podcast is your go-to conversation spot. I'm your host, Charlotte, editor, writer, and the heart behind Bookish Edits. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. I am a writer with a very limited amount of writing time. I am a mother of three young children. My oldest is 11 and my youngest is 4. And so I'm a busy parent. I am a business owner. I am a wife. I am a friend. I have many, many different ways that I want to use my time. And so when I have writing time, when I create that time for myself, I want to make the most of it. And I want to spend just a minute talking about limited writing time, because I cannot be the only one who has a finite amount of time to write. First off, it is okay to write in small chunks of time. That is okay. And it's better than not writing at all. Some writers love to get into deep work every single time they sit down to write. They write the best when they can set aside a whole afternoon to write. And I think that's wonderful. However, if I let that be my guidepost for what it takes to be a writer, to sit down and write, I would never write. So I make the most of small chunks of time in my day. I look for windows where I can pull up my computer and just really dial in and focus for an hour at a time, sometimes even less. So do not discount small chunks of time and being able to make progress that way, because that's how I make progress. That's how I know a lot of writers make progress, especially when they are starting out. Writing is not my full-time job, and so I have to really prioritize and fit in where it's going to work. And for me right now, that's in about 60-minute chunks. So every single minute of my writing time counts. If I only have 60 minutes to write, I want to spend that entire time writing. Because what is more annoying than sitting down for a tight 60-minute writing window and then staring at a blank screen and not knowing what to write and taking 20, 30 minutes to really get into your groove and then your window's up? So the solution to this mind blank, because I think anyone who has written anything is going to know what it is like to sit down, stare at the screen, and your mind just stops. I think we all know that. The solution to this mind blank is not to block off more time to write. Because again, that's not possible for all of us. It's not possible for me. What we need to do is we need to learn how to write smarter, not harder or longer. So now the question is, how do we do that? How do we write smarter, not harder? And the answer is actually very simple. You need to have a concise and clear idea of what your memoir is here to say. So yes, this is a simple answer that's going to take some time and work to be able to finesse out. And I meet with so many writers who skip this step. They want to write a memoir, have an idea of the events they want to include, and then they just go to town, which is great. And like truly getting any words on the page is better than not getting any words on the page at all. But what happens when they hit revisions is they don't really know what to do. They feel lost. They don't really know what to make of their revisions. So they just kind of spin in circles, fiddling with the same types of things, not really sure where they're going. And so they have thousands and thousands of words, but they don't actually know what to do with them. I have met with so many writers. I've worked with so many writers in this exact place. So you need to know what your memoir is trying to do and to say, and you need to be able to access that information easily and quickly. That is how we write smarter, not harder. That is how we edit and revise smarter, not harder. I do this using what I call a cornerstone document. My cornerstone document answers the questions, what am I writing? Who am I writing for? And why am I writing it? Again, this is so simple. This is so simple. It's not easy, but it is very straightforward and very simple. This information makes up the very foundation of my actual memoir content and directs what I do with my actual writing time. Now, this cornerstone document is not a 50-page manifesto. Remember, we're focusing on writing smarter, not harder. I don't know how many times I will be able to say that in this episode, but we are going for simplicity. And this cornerstone document is one, maybe two pages. This is not a big thing. It is easy enough to reference quickly. It's easy enough to spend 30 seconds looking through it before I actually start writing every single time. I run through this information, this document, this cornerstone, every single time I write. And what this does is it ensures that every single writing session I have, every single minute of my writing time, which is so precious to me because it is limited, every single writing session is dialed in and anchored into my memoir's purpose because I know what that purpose is and I know I can see it at a glance. I don't have to spend dozens of pages reorienting myself to what I'm actually writing. I look at it on a document, on a page, and I know exactly what I'm doing. So I walk every single writer I work with through this process, whether they are starting from square one or starting at square 10 in revisions. Like I said, I have many writers who have come to me with full manuscripts, completely unsure of what to do, completely overwhelmed. And so I take them through this process to simplify the edits and revisions. It works no matter where you fall in the writing process. So it doesn't really matter when you do this work, as long as you do it. I'm a writer who likes to do this work before I start writing. So back when I decided to write an essay collection this year, back in January, I went through and created my own cornerstone document. So I like to do it before I write, and I reference it before every single writing session. If you already have words on the page, you can do this right now. Even when you already have words on the page, if you have a full manuscript, you can go through this and do it now. And then use this as a compass, as a way to orient yourself as you go through edits and revisions. Any writer, on any type of writing, truly, can create a cornerstone document to keep them focused and grounded. We don't want to spend hours of our time not knowing what to do. We want to be focused, and the cornerstone document is a way to fast track that process. It's a way to skip over the staring at the screen blankly. And it's magic. It's true. It feels like magic. So here's a quick recap. The cornerstone document is the what, who, and why of your manuscript. Those are the three questions it answers. It is short and to the point. And your cornerstone document is referenced before every single writing session or editing session. And it's used throughout edits, revisions, and even marketing. This is a document. This is information that is going to carry you through the entire publishing process. So you can create your own cornerstone just from the information in this podcast episode. Like I said, it's incredibly simple. It's going to take some work. It might not feel easy at first because you do have to go through and think through, okay, what am I actually trying to say? What am I actually writing about? Who is actually going to read this? Meaning, who am I writing for? And why am I writing it? Why do I want my reader to care? So it takes some work to build out this cornerstone document, but it's incredibly simple. So you can create your own cornerstone just from the information in this podcast episode. But if you want to go even deeper, understand these concepts at a truly fundamental level and understand how they interact with each other and how you can harness them to improve your writing, I've got you. I want to introduce you to my brand new course, North Star, The Purposeful Way to Craft Your Memoir. For those of you who have been in this world for a while, you may remember that my signature program used to be called the Memoir Method, hence the Memoir Method podcast. After some reflection and feedback and examination of the format of that course, I realized that the content of this one course actually contained the content of at least two courses, maybe three. So it needed to be built out and deepened into more of a collection of courses. And that is what I am doing in 2024. So now we have the first course in that collection, North Star. North Star is for the writer who is feeling that stagnation, like they don't know what their primary message is, and it keeps them feeling stuck. It keeps them feeling like they're just going in circles every time they sit down to write. This writer is looking for focus and direction. They might not even know what their end goal is. They might not know how to string their ideas together, because there's just so much that you can write about when you're writing memoir. So how do you know what to focus on? The writer who's going to love North Star, they don't know what belongs in their book and what doesn't. And facing those decisions is both overwhelming and sometimes even paralyzing. If any of those sound familiar, if you relate to even just one of them, North Star is going to help you. Here is what North Star is going to do for you. You will be able to tell someone clearly and succinctly exactly what your memoir is about. When you sit down to write, you are going to know exactly what is coming next. You will be able to discern what belongs in your memoir and what doesn't, and it doesn't tear your heart out. When you think about the reader on the other side of your manuscript, you will fill with so much love because you know exactly who they are and what they need and how your story is going to help them. You will be able to carry a consistent inner conviction that the story you are writing matters, that you are meant to do this, and doubt and fear are not going to run the show anymore. They're going to show up far less often, and you will know exactly what to do with them when they do. The North Star course meets you where you are, which is so important in writing. Because writing is so personal, so intimate, so unique to each writer, there is not a one-size-fits-all approach. And so that is why North Star is a collection of frameworks, of processes that you are going to be able to apply and adapt to whatever your writing project is. You can create a cornerstone document wherever you are in the writing process, and North Star shows you how. The truth is that memoir isn't actually about the words you write or even the story you're writing. It's about your message. And North Star guides you through discovering and articulating that message so that you are crystal clear on what your memoir is going to do. Regardless of how much or little you have written, the processes and frameworks laid out in North Star are applicable and they're going to change how you write. What I teach in North Star will change how you see your story, how you approach your writing, and how you use your writing time. I am here to go deeper with you, to help you see the message that you're meant to write, not just the story that you're meant to write. I have not seen a writing course like this before. The way that I put these concepts together, the way that I have figured out how to articulate it and how to apply it to writing in a way that is applicable to any writer, I have not seen this before. Going through North Star will be like getting a pair of glasses with an updated prescription. You will see every aspect of your writing differently, and you won't ever want to go back to the way things were before. So, North Star is a 5-module course with a bonus Q&A. These modules will be taught live starting May 8th, 2024, with replays forever available. And this is not a course where the doors close. If you are listening to this episode after the modules are taught live, you can follow the same link in the show notes to purchase the course in its entirety, and you can move through it at your own pace. At the time this podcast goes live, mid-April 2024, North Star is on special presale pricing for $497. This pricing will be good through April 30th, and it will go up on May 1st, and it will go up again once the course actually begins. Standard pricing for North Star will sit at $997. So if this sounds like an answer to your writing prayers, if North Star is just feeling like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I've been looking for, jump in right now to get the best deal. The link in the show notes will reflect presale pricing if you are visiting before April 30th, 2024. If you have any questions, please reach out, and I'd love to help you figure out if North Star would be a good fit for you. I've been testing this content with a small group of writers, and the feedback I have been receiving is already phenomenal. I'm so passionate about what I'm teaching in this container and in the power it will have to completely change your writing game in all the best ways. Here at Bookish Edits, I really am all about writing smarter, not harder. And that is what North Star is designed to help you do. So, follow the link in the show notes and join me live in the new Bookish Edits writing community, link in the show notes, starting on May 8th. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. The writing cornerstone really does fast track your memoir. It really fast tracks your writing. It guides you into this lane where you are so dialed in that every minute you spend writing is going to move you forward. Having this cornerstone document is going to put you in the fast lane for writing. You are going to get where you want to go faster. Your edits will be easier. Everything's going to be more straightforward. Knowing this information, the what, the who, and the why, this is the secret sauce. This is what is going to make your writing more focused, more dialed in. It's going to keep you rooted in the conviction that you have as you write. So, follow the link in the show notes. Join me in North Star. I cannot wait to see you there. This is changing the game, my friend. Have a great day, and I'll see you inside North Star. You've just listened to an episode of the Memoir Method Podcast. The Memoir Method Podcast is presented by Bookish Edits. If you liked what you heard, the best way to support the show is to subscribe through your preferred podcast player. And if you're feeling especially inspired, I'd love it if you left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leaving a review really does help other readers and writers like yourself find the show. If you want to continue the conversation, you can find me on my website at bookishedits.com or on Instagram at bookish.editor. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. And remember that you have a story that matters.